Shalom and God bless you once again to Ask the Pastor. And we missed you. I am certain a lot of us have missed the program. Yes, it's back. It's Ask the Pastor. And my name is Brother Godson Chukwuebuka Oba. It's another wonderful time to dine on the Word and to get questions. Definitely is that opportunity you get to call in, ask real biblical questions, or send in your question through SMS or WhatsApp, and the pastor will be on seat to give you real-time answers to that question. Once again, we say shalom to you from every one of us right here. And we are trusting that wherever you are, you're already gathering the brethren, letting them know that Ask the Pastor is life, and right now it is on air. And with us is no other person than our pastor, our brother, our teacher of the Word, and that is Pastor Moses Alu. God bless you, sir.
Shalom, Rebuka.
Shalom, sir.
Welcome back from the break from the very tedious past 2 weeks. Ministers' conference and our annual prayer camp kept you busy day and night. But we thank God we are all back again, refreshed, and our usual programs will continue. So I say shalom to the Bright Television crew. Very stressful crew. They were looking, they needed the rest. No help, no rest. When we are resting, that's when they are on their sets working to put things together for the broadcast. And I say shalom to the very important group, those making it possible through their contributions. Your financial contribution has made it possible for us to still remain on air. I say shalom to you all. And shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. We want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the grace of God in our lives with you. The grace that God has given us will be wasted if you were not there. And we want to thank you too for all your response, your encouragement. Sometimes when we do some mistake, you correct us. We love it. And you will remain blessed for that. Always remember that the purpose of this program is for knowledge. As the pastor, it's for knowledge. Remember, the Bible says my people are destroyed not for lack of anointing, not for lack of prayers, not for lack of fasting. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge here is faith, revelation, revelational knowledge. And always remember, the Bible says, without faith, that is revelation, it is impossible to please God. And that is why the Bible says, the just shall live by faith, revelation. And revelation is the spirit of the word. The letter kill it, but the spirit of the word, that is an understanding that comes from God himself. That is what this program is availing us here, opportunity to have this knowledge. Everybody reads the Bible, but remember our theme scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. So, you see, you can study to show thyself approved unto your denomination, unto the group you belong. We, this group, we believe it this way. So when you are reading the Bible, you read it to support what you believe. But we are not to study it, to be approved, to show ourselves approved unto any man, any group, any denomination, but unto God. And he says something. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Why does he say so? Because you have confidence that what you are saying has a scriptural backup. But it is because you are rightly dividing the word of truth. For every Bible question, there is a Bible answer. And that is exactly what we want to do to enrich your knowledge. Remember that what sets us free is knowing the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth that we know will set us free. You see how important truth is. And thy word is truth. You see how important. And the Bible says God is looking for worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. It means you can worship God carnally and in error. So it's important we know what is truth. Thy word is the truth. If I'm able to prove anything from the scripture, then you better put anything else aside and come to the obedience of the scripture. That is what, as your pastor, is all about. For today, not because I know better than you or better than anybody, but I just happen to be the pastor you'll be asking today. So you feel free and ask this pastor. Ebuka, shalom.
Shalom and God bless you. All right, shalom everyone. And I know for those who are joining us for the first time, this is a very good opportunity. I need you to take some time, digest all the pastor has said. He'll be the one answering the questions for today. And we'll be going on a very short break. We expect everyone use this opportunity, call, dial, send a message, send SMS or WhatsApp to that friend, brother, relative, uncle, or even enemy that you know needs to connect to this program to hear the word of God and to be blessed by it. All right, and when we come back from this break, still ask the pastor. God bless you and shalom.